Alright, it's a schus to be back together. And I was thinking about it. A big mila of the way this yeshiva is set up. The way the schedule is set up, that we have Bein Azmanim in the middle of the year. Obviously, that's not the classic yeshiva Zman. That's not the way it's been done for generations, but based on our Zmanim, the big mile is that we have an amazing opportunity right now, an opportunity of Ischachus. That often is a very, very long Choyer of Zman, and sometimes there are individuals who really could use Ischachus at some point in that Choyer of Zman. We have Ischachus, that you have always the opportunity for a new beginning is something very special and we constantly need. I think that's a little bit the lesson of this past week's parsha, the very first mitzvah. The very first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Rashi, at the beginning of all of Chumash, tells us that maybe that's where the Torah should have begun. If the Torah we look at is primarily our book of mitzvahs, so you should start with the very first mitzvah. The very first mitzvah Chodesh, given to Klal Yisrael is Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't seem like such an exciting mitzvah. And there are many mefarshim that discuss this, but one of this, on a very simplistic level, Rosh Chodesh is constant renewal. Constant is chadshus. The moon is constant renewal. That we constantly see it going dark, and then it's coming back. And we constantly need is chadshus in our life. We constantly need renewal. Halavai can be every day. Every day, HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid, every day is a new beginning, every day is a new world. We should wake up every morning ready to serve the Rabbanu Shalom, it's Gaber Kari, and look at it as a new opportunity, a new, as if we never had before in a certain sense. That's not so easy. But when you start a new Zman, some of you are a brand new yeshiva, there's a Hischachus, a new beginning for each and every one of us. Same time, I want to talk to myself a little bit today, to give myself chizuk. Every time we talk together, I try to give myself chizuk, to be honest. But I had this chus over the Bein HaZmanim to be in Eretz Yisrael for a week. It was a week main on Laba. In 1 week, I had this chus to be with Gedoyim, Rav Chaim Knievsky, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Rabbi David Bechazer, Rav Neventzol, the Shvilei Pinchas. I had this chus to be in Meron, in Tzvad, in Chevron, Kever Rachel, Kever Shmuel Navi. I just chus to have a Shabbos Kodesh, Shein Kamo, Suda Shabbos by the Hornstipler Rebbe, Lel Shabbos by Shabbos Shev Brachos by Rav Yoel Rakovsky, a Shal Shudis with Talmidim, that Baruch Hashem is still lingering, really only just ended recently. But then to come back to Chutz Laaretz is very difficult, it's very hard. To come back and you don't have a Kaisel Maravi to daven it anytime you want. You don't have the Gedolim that you have in Eretz Yisrael in the same way. And to some of you, you just had the schus to sit and learn Eretz Yisrael for a year and a half, for 2.5 years. And now you're back where it could also be depressing. If it's depressing for me, I had the schus to be there for a week. I could imagine, because I remember that time. And you come back, so it could be difficult. But the emes is, obviously, as a yid, the avoid is not just mi'ala bar Hashem, mi'yafkum k'mkod kacho. Not just to grow and rise up, but to make sure that we don't fall, to make sure that we continue to grow. In any circumstance, in any situation, wherever we are, we have to understand that we can be an Eved Hashem on the highest of levels. And I think it's really, the Chafetz Chaim teaches us, it's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu in their earliest of meetings. Going back a few parashios, we missed a few parashios together. In Parashat Shemos, the very famous meeting, we all know, we all remember it when we were a school child, when Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the burning bush. We all know that conversation, that discussion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, strangely, Vayomer, he says, Paragimel Pazakei in Shemos, if you want to look it up. Al Tikrav Alom. Don't come closer. You can't come closer. Seemingly why? Because it's too holy over here where I am. You can't come close to where I am by the bush. But then he says, Shal na lecha me'al raglecha, remove your shoes from upon your feet. Ki amokom asher atoimid alav admas koydeshu. The place that you're standing on, the place that you're standing on is holy ground. So on one end he says, Al tikrav haloim. On one end he says, the Rabbi Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't come closer, it's too holy for you. But then he says, Hamakom asher atoimid alav admas koydeshu. Which one is it? Is where Moshe Rabbeinu holy or where Rabbi Shalom is holy? So Heilke Chavetz Chaim tells us something very deep here. That Vada, there are places that are inherently Kodesh. There are places that are very holy. And surely, when you're standing by Kaisel Maravi, when you're standing in Marzach Pela, I had this chus. I'm still shaking from it. Last Sunday night, to Davin Meirev, in Rav Rubin Shul in Har Nof, and Rechoy Vagasi, the shul in the Mokum where the four Kedoshim were murdered. My last stop leaving Yerushalayim to the airport was the Davin Meirev there. I can't even express to you what it was like. But there was no question that standing in such a Mokum and davening in such a Mokum and saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad in such a Mokum, you felt that this is inherently a holy place. And when you're in a holy place, it helps you. It's more conducive to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Tikrav Halom. You can't come here. Here, it's too holy. But the Chofetz Chaim teaches us. But then the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Amokom Asher Atoim, I love Admas Kodeshu. That's not to say wherever you are, you can't make holy. That even if there are places that are inherently more holy, and easier, and more conducive, anywhere you are can be Admas Kodeshu. Anywhere you are can be holy ground. And it's up to us to ensure and make sure that wherever we are, we're making that place holy. How so? How we're sitting here in the five towns, which obviously is not Eretz Yisrael, is not Yerushalayim HaKodesh. But if you look behind me, there's a wall of Svarim. These Svarim are the same exact Svarim, the same exact Gemara, the same exact Shulchan Aruch, the same exact Svarim that you sat and learned in Eretz Yisrael. Each and every one of us had the schus to learn Eretz Yisrael at one point in our life. And through these Svarim, through the Torah, anywhere I am is Admas Kodesh. And we have to believe that. And not just a place to hold me, but to grow and to continue to grow. That was one of the biggest chizuks every time I'm in Eretz Yisrael, but specifically going around and visiting the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. So, of the biggest chizuks is to talk to Talmud after Talmud, and every single one on their level, looking to grow, wanting to be more. That desire to be more, that desire to grow, it can't stop. And that's not only in Eretz Yisrael. That's Amakom Asher Ta'oimed Alav Admas Kodeshu. I make it holy. I make it that I want to grow. To be a tzaddik. You know what? The gematria of tzaddik? Are you who asked me about the gematria? So, the gematria of tzaddik is 204. Exactly the gematria Zu Hamakom. This is the place. When I decide Zu Hamakom, this place is where I can be matzliach, then I'll be a tzaddik. When I'm always looking, I have to be there, I have to be in this circumstance. So I'm always yearning to be somewhere else and thinking that's what's going to help me grow. But when it's zu hamakom, when it's this place, that's when I'll be a tzaddik. That's what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, hamakom asher ta'oimid alav admas kodeshu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu who never was zoicha to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is being taught right away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't think you need to be there to be great. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you think, I'd say across the board we'd have 100% who was our greatest leader of all time, the biggest tzaddik of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. Hamakom asher ta'oimid alav admas kodeshu. Zu hamakom is a tzaddik. It's the Torah I've said over many times, but I have to repeat, specifically to myself and specifically those who just got back from our show, but all of us, where Yaakov Avinu is leaving to Haran, and he gets all the way to Haran, And when he gets to Charan, he realizes, oy vey, I didn't daven on Harabayas to be on Tzliach like my Tata did, like my Zayda did. And he wants to go all the way back to Harabayas, right? The Gemara in Chulin said he has Kvitzas Aderech. But he has Kvitzas Aderech like never was before in history. And never again. It's not that he gets there very quickly. A week's journey took a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Harabayas and brought it to him. What was the lesson? What was the lesson? What was the lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Yaakov Avinu by lifting up Harabayas and bringing it to him, as opposed to him getting very quickly, a little more B'derech Teva to Harabayas? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe, he says so beautifully, and let's remember these are words again of another Moshe who lived outside Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Zecher Tzadik Kadosh L'Varacho. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said Yaakov Avinu was scared as could be going to Charan, going to Chutz L'Aretz, being surrounded in a difficult society of Imatzliach. His whole life was Torah, his whole life was Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Harabayas and brought it to him to tell him, don't think you can't make here Harabayas as well. Wherever you are can be Admat Kodeshein. The same lesson that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Yaakov Avinu. The Beis Aaron of Karlin says that's why specifically there the Lashon of Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu is Vayivka Bamakom. Vayivka Bamakom, which literally means he reached the place. If Pagia is the Lashon of Tefillah, he was reaching the Rabbeinu Shalom Bamakom, in that place. The lesson Yaakov Avinu learned that he was teaching us in that davening is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamakom. Whatever place we're in, Zu Hamakom, wherever we are, I have to be close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and I could grow and I could be an Eved Hashem. And I have to believe that. I have to believe as long as I have Svarim, as long as I have Torah, as long as I have my Sheifas, my desires, my yearnings, I could be a Tzaddik in every circumstance, in every situation. I'll tell you right now, and I'll be brutally honest, I've seen many, many, many Talmidim post their year sitting and learning Eretz Yisrael fall tremendously and not be so matzliach. But I'll tell you as well, and this is Emet Shvamito, I've also had the schus to see many Talmidim after learning in Eretz Yisrael a year, 2 years, even 3 years, come back to Chutz L'Aretz and be in wherever they might be, in whatever yeshiva they were, whatever circumstance they were, and grow exponentially. Grow way more than the time they learned and grew in Eretz Yisrael. Because they understood Hamakom Asher Ta'omid Elav Admas Kodeshu. They decided to make wherever they were. And when you're going against the trend and you're pushing against the Nishyonet, you can grow in a tremendous way. You have to believe Zu Hamakom. I could be a tzaddik everywhere. In every circumstance, in every situation, wherever it is that I might be. There's a tzaddik of Aaron of Bells. I told him the story the other night. Aaron Yitzchak is a little chazara, maybe. I heard this story from my cousin by at the schus to be by my cousin Betal from Lava Malka last month of Shabbos in Yerushalayim, not this past the week before. He heard it from Rav Shmuel Brazil. Rav Shmuel Brazil said, if you take the Makos, if you take the Makos, so we know we separate the Makos into groups, the Tzach, Hadash, Be'achav. And he said those groups, I believe it's a Maral, if I'm not mistaken, explains that the groups of the Makos represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha over different realms of the universe. And Dams, Vardiya, Kinim are all those Makos that came mitachas aretz l'aretz, things that were even the waters even below ground level and ground up to ground level. Those are all the first grouping of Makos. And then the second grouping of Makos are all Makos that are Mak Kinim Arav Dever, are all Makos. I'm sorry, Kinim. Next. Arav Dever Shchin. Arav Dever Shchin are all Makos that happen by Aretz Ulamala. They're in the animals, they're on the people. And then Ba'achav, which is Barad, Arba, Choshech, Makos, Bechoros, are all Mishamayim Ulamala. Up to the Rabbi Nishalom, right? So those are the groupings of Makos, and it was showing through the Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the entire universe, below the world, on the world, above the world. And we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, at every moment. So he said over a story, which I used in One Way Thursday night, I want to use it a little differently tonight, today, of Rav Aaron of Belz. And Rav Aaron of Belz, he was on a train. He was traveling on a train. And he understood, he knew that the train, at one point, was going to go in a tunnel underground. And he told his chassidim, before that happens, no matter what, if he falls asleep or he's not ready for it, please wake him, please let him know, give him a few minutes prior that he should be able to prepare to be in that tunnel. Chassidim didn't understand what he meant. Maybe he had a pachad, he was afraid to be in such a tunnel underground. But a few minutes, they knew the tunnel was coming, they told Rav Aaron the tunnel was coming. He gets up, he gets his big day Shabbos bekisha and strimal, and he gets dressed in his big day Shabbos clothing, and he starts having kavanas, and he's closing his eyes, and he's saying tefillas, and Chassidim didn't know what was going on. And they enter into the tunnel, and the entire time in the tunnel, his mamish tears are streaming down, he's davening and crying like he hasn't davened, they haven't seen him daven like this, maybe on Yom Kippur. The entire time in the tunnel, he's davening and davening and shuckling. They come out of the tunnel, and after they come out, he calms down a little bit, and takes off his Big Day Shabbos, and his Chassidim come over to the Rebbe, what was going on? What was that place where they didn't know? Maybe they must have been in such a kaddish, such a holy place. So Aaron Yel says, we believe and we understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. It was my first time in my life I knew I was going to be in a place underneath the ground. And I wanted to make sure that through tefillah I connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom and I'm one with the Rabbeinu Shalom even in such a makom. That I find the Rabbeinu Shalom and I show that I believe the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. Not just al aretz, not just l'malam in aretz, but even mitachas aretz. So Rav Aaron Bivels was davening in such a makom. We, on our level, have to believe and understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is in Yerushalayim Er Kodesh, the Rabbeinu Shalom is in Woodmere, and he's in this base medrash, and he's found within these svarim. And we have to believe that the land we're on is Kodesh Hain. And we have to make sure that we're never stopping to grow, and never stopping to work on ourselves, and never stopping to find the Rabbeinu Shalom in everything that we do, in every moment, wherever this is what we might be. And mainly through Torah and Tefillah. You know, these are days of Shoivavim. The Parsha Shemos, Ve'er Bo B'Chalach Yisrael Mishpatim, before vacation we spoke all about that inyan, but on a very simple level, they're days of Tshuva. Days Shoivavim is shoved to do tshuva. And that's why some people fast these days and do tshuva in different ways. The biggest tshuva is to learn more Torah. The biggest tshuva, the Medrash and Vayikarabba tells us, even chatom, that other tshuva doesn't work on. When we learn more Torah, put more mysterious nefesh in our Torah learning. Because Torah changes us more than anything else. Torah could change us, could be a mabir yichadasha. So a shoivavim is 360, Gematria 360 is exactly Gematria Shas. We have to make sure that with a new Zman, a new Ischachas, we're putting more energy and more Amelus, more mysterious Nefesh into our learning. In that way, we'll ensure that wherever you are is holy, that we'll continue to grow and continue to show the Rabbeinu Shalom, I believe and I understand you're everywhere and I'm with you everywhere, and all I want to do is grow and be close to you every moment of my life.